This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we're going to visit with a farmer from Northern Illinois. Kate Hagenbaugh and her husband raise hogs in LaSalle County, and she recently volunteered to be a part of something called a Foodie Chat. The event took place in Chicago, and Kate attended on behalf of the Illinois Farm Families Group. I talked with Kate about the experience and if she thought she was able to shed a positive light on agriculture.
My husband, John, and I are actually fourth generation on his family farm. We recently have started into a larger production of hogs. So we are now about 4,800 in two barn. 4,800 head of pigs in two barns. So about 10,000 pigs at any given time at home with Hagenbaugh Family Farm. We also keep very busy with our three kids who are 10, 8, and 7. So that also keeps us on our toes.
Yes, sounds like you have a lot going on. And not only are you working on the farm and taking care of your family, but you do some volunteer work, I've learned, with the Illinois Farm Families Group. And in April, you had what sounds like a really neat event. It was a Foodie Chat's sensory overload event. So kind of give us some details about that and tell us what went on at the event.
The event itself was, even for me, it was a really cool experience. If you like food and boy and fashion and all of that, it was a great event. It gave us, as the Illinois Farm Families Coalition, a chance to really get in there and meet foodies, if you will, and get a chance for us to talk to them about where their food comes from. There were common food groups that you would expect to see there. There was alcoholic beverages, there was cheeses, meats, different chefs even to prepare things in new and exciting ways for people. So the event was a very, very well-attended event. But like I said, gave us, as the Farm Families Coalition, a chance to really get in and talk to those foodies about where their food comes from.
And for those of us that aren't familiar, the name foodie, could you maybe explain to us what that's referring to?
Sure. I can't tell you exactly how long it's been out there, but it's a term that just refers to people who are really excited about food. They like new foods. They like old foods prepared new ways. I'm sure that the term itself has come about with all the social media and Twitter and Instagram, just as a way to say, I love food. I like to try new foods. And I think that they really want to put that out there, that this is my thing.
Sure. Well, that makes perfect sense. And you were working with Illinois Farm Families on this event. So share with us why Illinois Farm Families wanted to reach out to this group of people.
Well, the Illinois Farm Families Coalition is all of the state ag groups are represented in that. And so it's given us a chance, as, you know, myself as a hog producer, we also had a beef slash dairy producer, and even some grain farmers, to just be there and say, look, this is, you know, you like this food, you like this cheese that's right here. Well, this may have come from my farm or somewhere along the chain. And so for people to actually be able to connect a face with that food, it's been a really important goal for us to say, this food may have come from Illinois, for one, and then I'm the farmer who may have made that, and that gives them that relationship that really can build the confidence in where that food is coming from. Because there are scary things out there on the internet, and so I think for people to be able to personalize it, it really can, bring in that, maybe take out those questions about food safety and all of those things that are circulating.
Could you maybe give us any examples of questions that you answered? Did you have any concerns about how you were raising your pigs, or was there maybe a common theme of a question that was asked?
Absolutely. I think probably there's a big three. One, for those of us who are raising animals, definitely a lot of whys. Why would you put them in a gestation stall, for example, or why do you raise them indoors? More on the grain side, we get a lot of our GMO is healthier, or non-GMO is better for me. If I eat non-GMO, is my family going to be healthier? Should I eat organic? A lot of those type of questions. I think what it really boils down to in the very end is my food safe? And if it's an animal question, are they being taken care of in a humane manner?
And we may have mentioned this already, but the audience that was there, was it more of an urban audience that attended?
It definitely was an urban audience. Just a little background on myself, I actually grew up in the northern suburbs, not too far away from O'Hare Airport, but moved out here and went to high school out in this area in northern Illinois in a farm community. And so I like to say that I still own a little bit of the city, but boy, I kind of felt out of touch and not as hip as some of the people that were there. It was a very urban, and I would say a younger event. I think we're probably looking at people in their 20s to 40s, 50s. So a lot of media, though, too, I think, to get the message out. Definitely a lot of hashtags and Instagram and Twitter flying around there.
So from your experience at the event and being a farmer, do you think you were able to spread the word about your farm and maybe answer some of those concerns and shed a light on agriculture in a positive way?
I really left feeling good. The questions we were answered were asked in a very, very intelligent, very responsible way, and they accepted the answers that we gave them in the same manner. We had several, 5-10 minute conversations with people about food. And a lot of times when those serious questions come up, the answers we get back from the people, the responses we get back from the people are usually, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I only read that it was this way. So it's really nice to be able to make those connections. Particularly, as I said, in the world we live in, with social media being such a big platform now, and with these foodies, as we call them, that's what they're doing. They're getting out there, and if you're familiar with what a hashtag is and you're able to look up the hashtag foodie chats, you'd be able to see, a lot of them leaving with pictures of our booth or pictures of the farmers themselves and saying this was a great conversation. So I think it was an excellent event.
Well, definitely sounds like a really a great event, and sounds like you reached out to a lot of people. Any other final thoughts or things that you would like to mention before we wrap this up?
The only thing a lot of my participation thus far with Farm Families has been mom focused with the farm and field mom program that we have, but it was really nice, I think, for us to take that next step and to get into the foodie culture and really talking to chefs and restaurants and that level of group as well. I think it's important for us to look at food, not just for parents in the grocery store, but to really look at the restaurants. So I think that we're definitely moving in the right direction. And just a final thought that any farmer can do this. I think it's just important for us to always be talking to anyone who eats, and I'm pretty sure that's all of us. So,
once again, that was Kate Hagenball from LaSalle County on the Foodie Chat Sensory Overload event. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.